Hi, I'm Bonnie Simmons, and this is the PNB Archives Committee meeting of this evening, and we have just taken roll and have 11 members. Need we go back through that? Do I need to do that again officially? Does anyone have an opinion here?
I don't think so. There'll be minutes posted.
Okay, and one thing that we do have to establish is a secretary for this evening. And then I would suggest that we build ourselves an agenda. And did somebody just come on?
That was me. I was switching phones.
Okay, cool. Do I hear any takers on being secretary for the meeting tonight?
Deafening.
Okay, deafening silence.
It's either that or you get my lecture on citizenry.
Oh, no, don't.
Somebody better hurry up. Hurry up and volunteer.
Or mine for reasonable accommodation on the basis of disability.
I think I need to go pack.
Oh, dear. Are you going on a long trip, are you?
Well, it's all the way to New York, and my arms are going to get real tired.
That's pretty cool. Okay, sounds like Melinda can't do it. Sounds like Jane can't do it. I am challenged to try to do both. Let's see. Does anyone have any nice rewards that we might offer someone who would be kind enough to serve as very temporary secretary for the Archives Committee tonight?
WBAI mug?
Okay,
would
guys.
That be a mug or a mug shot?
One follows the other, I think.
I can't think of a fair or even unfair way to convince anyone to do this.
There aren't any conference call straws to draw, are there?
No. I can try to take cursory notes as we go, but boy, I'm warning you.
Well, you shouldn't have to. We've been moving around, and each time someone has stepped up, and it's Madeline, I did it, and it's good. I mean, you see the meeting from a whole different perspective. You see when we're on track and when we're off. So I suggest that somebody just decide you're going to do it tonight, and then you're off the hook.
Yeah, there's only, you know, one
there's
or
only
two
11
more
of
this year, so there's a good chance it won't come around to you again. Okay, guys.
Oh, this is not working.
Not working that well. All right, well, I don't want to bog down in the complete morass because we don't have a secretary when we have such a large number of people from the committee online. So unless someone thinks better of it, I'll just try to take some notes as we go. Okay, nobody thinks better of it or worse.
Well, maybe somebody could be a backup and jot down a few things and then just email them to you to make sure you got everything.
Oh, that would be so
good
great.
Idea.
Do you have anyone
yeah,
in
can
mind?
Somebody play second fiddle, if not first?
All right. Let's put an agenda together, shall we?
Yes.
If no one's going to come forth and do this, you know, if you want to, if you secretly happen to take any notes, if you'd like to forward them to me, that would be swell.
Well, that's a good offer.
I know that I would like to put forth as an agenda item that we have a report from Brian and others of you on the PNB from the last PNB meeting.
Yeah, Rip Robbins here, and I'm happy to speak to that. And also, the few things that I have to speak about, I'm happy to write those out and email them in.
Cool. So, are we in a...
Thank you, Brian.
Do I hear other agenda items besides Rip and Brian and a report from the latest PNB meeting.
This is Jane. I've had a long-standing concern about the benefit to the archives of being a PNB committee as opposed to where the archives was before it fell under the bureaucracy of Pacifica's PNB structure. I don't think it's helped.
I'm not sure that I know how to craft the item about that.
I would say committee versus task force.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean, Jane, from when we were
yeah.
a task force?
Yes, yes. Okay. I think we were better off then, and I was not in a position at the time that the PNB discussion was taking place, not being on it, to challenge
right.
the efficacy of that move, and I don't think it's been a good one.
Okay, we will put an item on about a task force versus committee.
Thank you.
Structure. Addie, did you have any discussion that you'd like to have about the various copyright issues that seem to be beginning to really foment now?
Well, what I want, I mean, I was sending those items because I really wanted people to have that information. I don't know if there's really a discussion, but, you know, I'm certainly willing to open it and see if anyone has something, you know, good to say.
Or questions or
And I guess we would be calling on Brian and also Addie. Obviously, we should have a discussion about the upcoming archive fundraiser days.
Yes.
Before we go into this copyright issue, let me put one more aspect of a question into the hopper. I know that we have a copyright issue because what the archives does is sell material that may not belong to it. However, there's another legal issue that may help us. It's always been my suggestion that the archive should be a membership organization, even if it didn't have to give anything, just like the Sierra Club is a membership organization. If you take something that is widely broadcast or in the public domain or out there or that you happen to have and give it away, just give it away as a thank you gift for anybody who joins your organization, that may not come under copyright restrictions.
So I guess the thing is, do you want to bring that up as a discussion item? I mean, should we have a discussion item where you could bring that up? Or?
Well, yeah, I'm putting it forward because, number one, since Brian is often in conference with lawyers on these very issues, it may have been a wheel that's already been invented. So if not, it's something worth discussing with a lawyer that we really shouldn't discuss among ourselves because I don't think we have the legal knowledge to get very far on it. But
we have discussed exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, the membership we discussed, but not whether we can take material that would otherwise be copyright restricted and give it away.
No, what I'm saying is that has been discussed is what I'm saying. So we can bring that, you know, we could share with you what's been discussed or here in this forum or somewhere else. Or
I'd like to hear that.
Madam Chair,
now would be the time to discuss. If you have some legal information on that, it would allow us to go forward in several ways that we could not do before.
So do you want to add that, Bonnie?
Oh, Madam Chair?
Sure, I can add that. Can you hear me?
How much time are we going to spend tonight?
I have an item now, membership as an organization and giveaways as thank you gifts. If I could suggest, are there other agenda items before I go to an order for them?
Don White here.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, no, I do not have an added agenda item, but I would like to see the report from the director deal with the large questions, I think, that we started dealing with pretty seriously in New York with the presentation by an academic who's kind of an expert in licensing. And then I believe that there were some informal discussions kind of in the corridors in Walnut Creek. I'd be very interested to see whether or not Brian and others have developed any new thinking on licensing and distribution of the resources. Just kind of like, but I think that can come under the agenda item report from the PNB.
One more question. I would like, I don't know if this is an agenda item or not, but in some way I'd like to ask the question of whether the archives plans to put everything it has on the internet downloadable. Free. At some time. Is that a plan? Or not? The reason I ask is...
Point of information, shouldn't we talk about this when it comes up in the agenda? Right now, we're just creating the agenda.
True.
Yeah, okay. Rather than talking about the items themselves,
correct.
Try to
I'm always putting
come
the cart
up with
before
this agenda. At this point, we have the report from the PMB, and Brian and Rip and others can certainly take part in that if they'd like. I would like to move archive fundraiser days to right after the report from the PMB because I think that those are both time-sensitive things, especially the archive fundraiser days. Then we have Jane's item about the benefit of being a committee or a task force in structure and the item about the organization becoming a membership-based organization with thank you gifts as giveaways. And if I don't hear any others, may we approve this agenda?
Just a point of information, Madam Chair. Is your conception of this that Brian would do a report back that would segue into a report back from the PNB? So that's one agenda item, Brian's report, and a report from the PNB.
We could certainly do it that way if you'd like.
Well, I'm just wondering. It doesn't matter.
If we're going to have Brian do the report, you know, we might as well combine the archive fundraiser days, which I know is something that is really on your mind, is it not, Brian?
Yeah, I guess I'll just take up some time on each of those items. You know, it's either me talking for 45 minutes on everything we just talked about and then answering everybody's questions, or we'll just go through it, you know, subject by subject, and I'll report as to what I think or know about it. In other words, let's dive into the PNB.
Does anyone have an objection to going ahead with this agenda?
No.
Well, then, let's rock. Thank you. Brian, would you like to start in with your report?
Sure. I don't really have that much to report. Other surprise, let's move on. The PNB meeting in Walnut Creek, I think everybody realizes, was a very critical meeting for both me personally and for the archives in terms of how it's being viewed by both the board and the foundation national staff and management. And the motion that was drafted by Rip Robbins and Evelyn Bethune and A.C. Byrd at the end of the weekend was a big extraordinary moment for the archives in terms of how it can view the next couple years and what it can accomplish with just preserving tapes outside of operations and whatever else we have to talk about. Addie and myself and some of our expert consultants have already been conferring and meetings on how to work those money and how we can operate under those financial, you know, guidelines. So we'll be coming back to the PNB or through this committee or through RIP and the other writers of the motion as to how the details of that project can be actualized in the time frame given. So that's all I have to report on that. We're conferring and we don't have any answers yet. But have some ideas about systems of selection and systems of rating the services as per the motion. you know, what do we grade? Preservation, if it's done completely with cataloging, database correction, the actual sampling as it's going through, the digitization by, you know, one guy listening to every nuance, or if we have just somebody transferring the data and baking it. You know, so we sort of have a rating system that we're creating to sort of serve as a way that we can outsource materials in different aspects of the preservation process. All right, so I'm going to pause there for a moment if anybody has any questions, because I'm done with that subject for the moment.
Don White.
I'm sorry, did you say Don?
Yeah. Well, I think it might be helpful. I, of course, I'm on the board, and I was there. It might be helpful just for Rip to give just a very brief resume of that motion, which I agree was very, very fundamental.
Sure, I'd be happy to. You know, this motion was there was no long plan here for three of the directors to suddenly come up with a motion that would really direct a lot of attention onto one aspect of the archives that is the most vulnerable. And there's certainly a lot of other work to do with the archives, and especially with the building and storage. That's going to be quite a task still ahead. But just in an informal conversation, the other directors and I found that we were thinking along the same lines, and that is, how could we actually take care of what is the emergency at the time? And what we saw as the biggest emergency is the actual resource that we have. Now, given that these things have been looked at a little bit and some of the best stuff maybe has come out, it's my understanding that there's still a lot there that could actually be more of this kind of material, but it's unidentified, and or perhaps it's someone that we just don't recall yet, not given the few people that have looked at this stuff. So it seemed like preserving the actual material was the most important thing confronting us. And I don't know how this thing actually passed the way it did. All I can say to folks is that you really have to just look at it as what it is. It was really kind of a fluke that it occurred. I don't mind this going out on the stream, because it really is. Anyone that reviews that part of the meeting would see that there was a sudden synthesis of vision, I think, among everyone there. And I really don't think anyone can speak against this. Now there is some, I know I'm not answering Don's question, but I really think people kind of know what the idea is here, that we're generating some money from each station for at least the next 2 years, and we want to plan two of a five-year plan, is the way the motion reads, and that we'd be assessing stations and the national office quite a bit of money. So I think there's already plans to probably sidetrack this motion. And coming from a number of different perspectives, and one perspective is that how did this thing get passed by three people who really don't have anything to do with the archives? And I just have to say that everyone needs to just accept it for what it is. It really happened, and I'm very happy to have been a part of it, even though I haven't shared in the long, hard work that you guys on the call have been a part of all these years. And I just want to say that if it was all my political capital, as Bush calls whatever it is he's got there on the table, I'm happy to have used it on the archives. So but what I would say now is that this isn't a done deal. There is already work to dismantle this. So I would say that it's not, Brian needs to pursue, I think his ideas on ratings, he's thinking structure already, and I think this is really wise, because we're going to need to come forward with a plan. And the immediate thing is, well, how do you make that money when the stations are already exhausted? I mean, we have a budget this year that doesn't move forward at all. So there are some things that we can do, and I know that I heard Greg on a call the other night say that the affiliates, it's illegal to fundraise on an affiliate station, but there are other ways affiliates can help. We can do PSAs, just like I air for organizations, I don't think we do them now, but we've done like Red Cross or those kind of organizations, and really they're steering people to their websites for fundraising purposes. And I think we could do the same thing. So I don't think that this is something where affiliates are not going to contribute. I see that as a big factor. But I also think we can harness the energy of the listeners around the country and folks that just know about Pacifica, because this really strikes at the heart of what Pacifica has as value. This could be part of the national mailing this next couple years to draw attention just to this project. Stations could be running PSAs all year long that drive people to the website, the archive site. Just as they do fundraising now, it's pretty much established that because Pacifica stations are Pacifica, they can fundraise for the archives. It's themselves. So I think continual PSAs that focus on a specific project like this, people love to donate to specific causes. So anyway, what this motion did is allocate $25,000 a year from each station and $35,000 from the national office, specifically for the preservation of the tapes. Now, Brian elaborated a little on what the variables of that, because the language was not specific. So anyway, that's the story. If you have any other questions, go ahead. But really, there was no plan behind this. It just came together, and the three of us were able to harness everyone's vote. I think because in public, no one could vote no on this.
On a personal note, I just regret that I was sitting on the other side of the table, way on the other side of the room, because those three heroes were lined up next to each other. I would love to have been a part of this initiative, because it was quite a, I think it was a very kind of watershed moment, you know, for the boards. And I was delighted that this came forward, and he is quite correct that this would be like arguing against motherhood and apple pie at that moment. It was the correct moment to, like, dramatically present the crisis of preservation and so on. So it was a
great. I'd like to speak unless anybody else has something to say.
Go ahead, Brian.
I just wanted to thank Rip for his comments and for the motion and the sentiment. I think, you know, as he stated, it was sort of one of those watershed moments that you just sort of had to be there to understand that it was the right thing to do to vote for this. You know, and after the meeting and sort of describing it to some people myself, you know, I realized it really was as if a station burnt down to the ground and you have no station or you have no transmitter. This really is an emergency that goes beyond the standard of what we can do to raise funds for operations plus a little bit of preservation. So we're really seeing this as a commitment from the foundation based on this motion and the exciting vote that the foundation now should take pride in this and use it. And, you know, there should be a press release already out there that says that the foundation is committed with financial commitment to save the tapes of our national cultural heritage. And so far it hasn't been done, but I hope that you can help press the foundation national staff and encourage them to use this momentous occasion for the good of the foundation and for the good of being able to raise funds for our Fund Drive Day and for the good of being able to get the tapes out there so that we can make them accessible through any means that we can that is legal under the acts of copyright and licensing. And in that way, maybe we can change something in this organization and change the perception of what the listener sees. And as we're losing listeners day after day, and the fundraising goals at the stations are not being met, why can't you take a moment that we know that we're in that room can change in a moment, in a flash? If we can use this and use that moment to encourage the rest of the foundation to get on board with the archives and understand that this cultural heritage, it does speak to our listeners and beyond, then we can actually do something. So, Rip, you know, I think you are a hero, and, you know, as Dr. Bethune and A.C. Byrd, you know, you are my heroes and heroines to have taken the courage to actually sit down and see this as a burning building.
This is Jane Jackson. I was there, and I have to agree with everything that was said. It may be the only enlightening part of the entire meeting.
Well, speaking as someone who's very proud to say she serves with Dr. Bethune, I think the lady's a hero in more ways than one.
Okay,
Brian?
Good.
Go on to the next
shall we move into talking about the fundraiser days that are coming up?
Sure. So we just had a meeting today with you know, the staff and some added people that are coming onto the team. And this week we'll finalize a lot of the scheduling, a lot of the programming content, and all the information that we'll be able to promote through our regular postcard mailings and website presence and email postcards, etc., and also getting some press. We've had some additional you know, exciting additions to the program, including Axis of Justice, which is a social justice radio program hosted by Tom Morello and of Audio Slave. He used to be with Rage Against the Machine, and Serge Tankian of System of a Down. They've both agreed to do a special episode of their program for the archives. So that's good. That way we'll be able to reach into the fan base of those bands through the internet and through email to drive them to our website. As Rip Robbins said, you know, the From the Vault series that is aired on his station, and what we've counted is up to 16 stations for some programs and
Teresa
not
Allen.
As many for others. You know, the program has been doing well on a national level, and in broadcast on the five Pacifica stations, sort of in an ad hoc basis or in a small, small range series, it's been doing well, and we're able to reach the market in the affiliate station areas with a little bit more knowledge. So we encourage, I look forward to working with Rip on how to work with the website and the web team and how to reach the affiliate audiences to drive them to the archives website for the special day of broadcasting. The Stud Circle program special is complete, and so we'll have audio samples of that going out to the stations for promos. And also we'll be, thanks for the suggestion of doing audio PSAs for the affiliate stations. And I think that that will be a big help. And maybe, Rip, you can sort of help advise on how to follow up and see that it's getting into the right hands at the stations to get them aired. That's always a big hurdle for us.
I'll be working.
See, any questions about it so far?
This is Teresa. I just want to say one thing. I'm in a management selection and review committee meeting, and I'm so glad that you made quorum and you're conducting your business. I'm just going to have to go to the archives and listen to it. So thank goodness for archives.
Thanks, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
And hi.
Well, hi.
For once, you didn't have to call me.
Yeah.
I do have something more to say about the motion and the the notice to rescind the motion. And I think that at least for the moment of what it was, and you know how exciting and how everybody's really did see this as the burning building. You know, if it does get rescinded, or if there's some sort of negotiating terms of where the money actually comes from or how it's raised, if it motivates some members of the board to actually go and raise that kind of money to offset the stations being assessed, I'm 100% for it, just for the record. Just so long as the tapes are preserved. If the motion is necessary to save the tapes, then it flies. If somebody can raise that kind of money separate from it, fantastic.
Brian? Star?
Starve, go ahead.
Where is this motion to rescind? I haven't seen it.
You check your PNB emails, or somebody might want to help them with that.
LaVarne Williams made a motion to rescind on the meeting Friday night at the very end of the meeting, and I'd like to weigh in on this. I abstained from the vote at the National Board because I'm on the Finance Committee, and I did not see that motion before Sunday. And when it was read, and then all of a sudden, we've gone through this pretty tedious budget process where some of the stations are just like going from pledge drive to pledge drive and worse, and really scraping to get money. And then all of a sudden, they're going to each kind of come up with $25,000, and that had not even been sent through Finance Committee. As a Finance Committee member, I just really didn't think I could say yes to that, so I just abstained.
So is the Finance Committee?
Well, LeVarne, so it passed, and it passed unanimously, I believe, on the national level. The motion that A.C. Byrd made with Evelyn and Rip for each station to come up with $25,000 for archives restoration.
Right.
But then LeVarne gave notice to rescind, and I think that she felt responsibility to do that because this motion, I don't know how much thought had been given to it, but it had not gone through Finance Committee, and I hope you can appreciate, I hope Rip can appreciate it if all of a sudden he had to come up with $25,000.
Well, it'll come before us again.
Yes, and wherever we get the money, I was willing to go for it. I abstained. I didn't vote against it. But however we spend our money, it has to be responsibly, and it should be with a discussion as to where we get the money and how we're going to spend the money. So, however our needs are met.
I'm sorry, I'm just confused. Did the motion to rescind also get sent out to us?
The motion to rescind, it was an announcement.
It's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay, so there was not an email that details this?
Actually, I sent out, you're right. I should have sent it to the Archives Committee. I did send the draft minutes out to the PNB and also to Greg.
Okay. That'd be really helpful because I'm just getting taken a little bit by...
Right. Well, if this is the opportunity for this committee to vote on the motion to rescind, I think that they might want to hear that at the meeting when it's brought up.
Right.
Well, I'd like to make a motion right now that we object.
Okay, I second that.
Well, let me weigh in again.
Well, Teresa, maybe I should respond to that financial question that you've raised, and that's Evelyn and AC and I talked about that, and I also spoke with two managers, Ron Pinchback and Dwayne Bradley, and both of them thought that given this specific fundraising topic, if it were pitched in the right way, that stations would be able to make this. But, we always talked about how would we make it not mandatory, because obviously we wouldn't want to burden a station. This would just be a separate fundraising effort, meaning that aside from, normal fundraising, this would be something that's just been being done and supported at the national level with mailings and articles in progressive publications, and it needs to be supported. It's not just a burden, and we never wanted it to be a burden, except then the question came up, well, how do you get them to actually buy in if you don't mandate it? And so it really shouldn't be part of the budget. It should just be a separate item. It's kind of like a tax, but it needs to be a tax that is being paid through fundraising by pitching the archives, and this requires a national campaign that the national office should produce. And this isn't something that should just be dumped on the stations, and it was never intended to be. So how do we develop that? I'm not sure, but I realize that this needs to be written out, and we need to get Greg, more on board. Lonnie was on board with his part of the money.
Well, as I said, I'm not denying that this is it's absolutely important, and I've expected it for a long time, and I think it's very important. Okay, it's very important that there's buy-in. It's time to do it, but there was, and you talked to Dwayne, and that's great. But if I understand this correctly, the money that comes from Houston is the same amount of money that would come from Berkeley, and like already the. Yes, fine. When I ask how much it costs to produce a print, go ahead and start. When they asked how much people are willing to pay for premiums, Brian said that, you know, our stations did not want to pay more for premiums. So it's not really pay for what you're getting when it comes to premiums. And I think that so many of the employees at Archives, you're saying that they're not able to do restoration because they are creating premiums, which might actually be losing the Archives money.
And the Archives themselves.
But the point of the matter is that every other request for money we expect to go through the Finance Committee. And whoosh, within the course of 15, 20 minutes, this was through the National Board. And when you see the National Board go through money like that, it can be rather scary. So I just abstained for that reason.
So I'm just trying to play a little catch-up here. This is Bonnie. All right, so I've just found something. So this motion to rescind is on for the October 30th meeting, is that correct?
Yes.
So it's been agended on the October 30th meeting?
She gave notice, yes.
A meeting I understand that we will not be able to participate in either, which is sort of not very
Yes, but you also have to realize you also did not participate in the creation of this motion to raise $125,000.
Oh, but we very definitely, and you were there, Therese, so we had an opportunity to speak to it. And we will not have an opportunity to speak to it on the 30th.
Well, the motion actually specified the 30th, I believe, as the time when Brian is scheduled to give us some information on the services that he's bid, getting quotes from those companies.
I'm only concerned with the vote to rescind and the fact.
Right, but this is another agenda item that could be on. It's interesting because they conflict. So probably if the motion to rescind goes first, then David would put that first, because then if that passes, the next item would be moot, which would be the discussion of the Brian's report. So.
Yes,
and I'll just be the dumb one here. Can someone explain to me? The only thing I found on this here says the reason for the motion to rescind is that a subgroup is working on a major off-air fundraiser with a portion of the funds to be applied to archive restoration. Can somebody illuminate that for me, please?
Well, actually, that's all that was said, unless someone else can speak to it.
Yeah, I'm on that group, and we are planning a major fundraiser.
This is Phil Jackson, right?
Yes, it is. And we have not finalized the arrangements yet, so I certainly wouldn't want to be premature. But we're hoping that it will be an enduring source of funds for the archives. Now, as far as the motion to rescind is concerned, I personally think it's premature, but that is the intention of this project.
So.
It sounds like that project might also be able to be used for things other than just the restoration of tapes. The archives have other major needs as well, like move.
Correct.
How much money?
And I think it's. No, sorry. Go ahead.
Is there like a goal of how much money is going to be raised by the subcommittee?
I think it would be premature if I spoke too much on the details of it. Hopefully by the next PNB meeting, we should have some kind of announcement about it.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Is it
a network fundraiser that will involve all of the stations?
Correct.
Huh. Okay.
Well, it's just like...
The notice, I'm very sorry that I did not send that to you. I sent it out to the PNB, and I assumed that someone would give it to you. Rip, are you at your computer where you've received it and can send it on? It's within the minutes of... It's within the draft minutes from the meeting on the 20th.
Okay.
But you know what I would recommend that we do? I will get a hold of LaVarne. I will talk to LaVarne. And Bonnie, I suggest that you do that also, or make an appointment to talk to
certainly. And
Phil,
and,
because
and
even though he says, you know, it's premature, you know, there's a possibility that it is, and there's a possibility that it's not just a matter of black and white. It's maybe not just one. It's not maybe Phil's idea alone. It's maybe not Riff and Evelyn and AC's idea alone. It's maybe a combination of ideas. And I think that we should have a committee that works on a number of plans.
I'm just a little puzzled. So there's this subgroup. Would it be possible for me to communicate with the subgroup as the chair of the Archives Committee to find out about a fundraiser that's being planned for the Archives Committee?
Absolutely.
Phil?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how might I go about that? Who would be the best person I could talk to about that?
Well, you're doing that right now.
Phil.
Oh, okay. Phil, all right. Sorry. Just trying to...
I'm on that subgroup,
sort
and
through
it's basically
here.
Phil's vision.
Okay, so perhaps I can just give you a call,
That'd be perfect.
After the committee meeting, so that not this evening, but at another time, so that
Bonnie,
maybe I can build up a little bit of foundation about what's going on.
Bonnie, another thought would be perhaps it would be good to have a three-way, including LaVarne, because if you know, if you're not happy with what you hear, maybe you can express to her that she maybe needs to postpone the motion to rescind.
All right. Well, I'm not sure since that you're understandably reticent to talk about it now, Phil. I'm not sure that we can do much more on this, but I will pursue both of those things.
Good. All
right. Don White here.
Thank you.
Do you want to speak, Don?
Please. Well, it seems to me we need to be proactive around this motion to rescind, because what we really need is planning and a vision for how this is going to be realized and implemented. So I do believe some of us who are on the board need to caucus and be in touch, so that when a motion to rescind comes up, we can counter-propose a motion to plan and to see how the board's spirit and its intention can be carried out. Because just to rescind that is just takes us back in a way to point one. And as long as we've come this far, I think we should head off that motion to rescind with a substitute motion to establish a working group to explore how the will of the board in its vote in Walnut Creek can be carried out.
I'm going to get off the phone, but Bonnie, I recommend that you call, or maybe we talk to each other tomorrow or the next day.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Did we ever decide if she was a member of the committee or not?
No. Does anyone want to discuss that for a moment?
I agree. This is Jane. I agree with Don, but I think that this whole conversation is fascinating because there was some confusion about the item I wanted to put on the agenda, and y'all have been supporting it, whether you know it or not. Because the bureaucracy isn't going to get us too far. It took a real fight. I don't know who's looked lately, but the 05 audit is still not up on the Pacifica website.
Oh, no.
And it took... not pretty things to make that surface. So that's just one more reason that I'm troubled with bureaucracy. Meantime, as Brian so well put it, the house is burning down. And I think this is an unusual situation that is deserving of unusual solutions. And I also understand that my station is not opting into much of any of what's coming from the vault, which doesn't help broaden the understanding of the value of the archives.
Thanks, Jane. Can we need to get a little back on point here, I think. And I'm trying to gather my wits here because this really sort of took me for a little tailspin here.
All right, well, Bonnie, can I interject and just say that is this committee want to make a statement to the PNB for the October 30th meeting about this motion?
The thing that is a bit disconcerting to me, Brian, is that it is 7 days from now,
Madam Chair,
that meeting comes up. So we have some work to do here.
Madam Chair, Jane Jackson had made a motion, and I seconded that motion to express our views of this committee to the Pacific National Board. Are we going to discuss that? Are we going to take any action on that? Or what
I'd like to see it postponed and removed from the 30th agenda.
Right.
Let's quick discuss what the next move is, but that one's obvious.
So, Jane, repeat your motion for me.
Right.
I'm requesting that the motion to rescind be removed from the October 30 PNB telephone meeting. On the basis that, and this we'll have to take a vote on, that the Archives Committee is not in agreement with it, and we would like time to discuss an alternative resolution.
Just fill me in here a little bit. Would not a part of this be... Sarv, you've seconded Jane's motion, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I second that. Yeah, that's fine.
And just if I might ask if it would be sensible to include that we ask it to be delayed so that Brian can continue to work on what I understand to have been the planning around how this original motion could be implemented. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's the gist of what I'm saying. That the Archives Committee was not consulted. We don't agree. And Brian needs planning time, not time to defend what was passed.
Okay. And I'm trying to kind of be the secretary and chair at the same time. I'm not doing it very successfully here. The motion to rescind be, you want removed or postponed?
Removed from the October 30 agenda.
PMB meeting agenda.
Wouldn't that be best handled in the PMB meeting?
Well, this would come up as a motion from the committee and a committee report.
Right.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. To table, or to...
That'll do.
Postponed to a time certain, I think.
Yeah, it would have to be time
That'll
certain.
That'll do.
So the Archives Committee is asking that the motion to rescind be removed from the October 30th PNB meeting agenda so that the Archives Director...
And committee... Because we weren't consulted.
Can respond to the initial motion? To the initial resolution that was passed?
Point of information. That original motion does have language that calls for the PNB to prepare a plan, and that would begin once Brian had submitted the information. And it distinctly says, in consultation with the Archives Director. Now, it would seem logical to me that the committee that the PNB forms would be made up of PNB members of Archive Committee and others on Archive. So that makes sense.
Okay, so that the Archives Director and archives.
Well, I was just saying that that the motion could just speak to going to the original motion, to continuing with the original motion of last month, because that one has language
yes.
that calls for the PNB to begin planning. And so at this meeting, the rescinding motion is postponed. Well, the original motion, which Dave probably needs to be reminded about to put on the agenda, is to accept Brian's recommendations and begin a plan. And that calls for a committee, a subcommittee, which would be, in a natural sense, the Archives Committee.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just trying to get the wording properly here. At this point, the Archives Committee moves that the motion to rescind be removed from the October 30th PNB meeting agenda and
replaced by,
and that we move ahead with the original motion that was passed at the last meeting.
Right. I think we're moving just to postpone the motion to rescind until the
and
next
stop
meeting.
There.
Well, until the next meeting.
Meeting.
Yeah. Because really,
Brian's not going to have any answers on the details by October 30th anyway.
Right.
Well,
right.
we could still talk about what committee is going to be working on the plan.
Yeah.
And we
okay.
should have a 2-year plan no matter what the funding mechanism is. And from what I understand from what Phil's saying is that really this other proposal is one of the funding mechanisms that needs to be used. So I see it as a different matter than the entire project of saving the archives. I see it as just one of the funding mechanisms. Now, if it satisfies all of the funding requirement or more, then that would obviously relieve the stations of any burden. But I still don't think the station shouldn't be playing announcements about the archives and educating and informing the audience about the archives and what's there. So I think this plan still needs to be done no matter what funding mechanisms come into play.
I agree.
So is there a motion in consensus?
All right, so the motion at this point, unless I've really gotten confused here, is that the Archives Committee asks that the motion to rescind be removed from the October 30th PNB meeting agenda. Can someone give me continuing language if there is any? Or is that the sum?
Help, because you've got the resolution in front of you and I don't. Something about as an alternative proceeding with the planning as embedded in the original resolution?
Oh, here. In order to study funding, other funding mechanisms as well as the planning activities of the archive director. How about that?
In order to study other funding mechanisms?
Right. As well as the planning.
As included in the original amendment resolution.
What we're trying to say is don't take the money away unless you have a solution to give us the equivalent.
Right.
Don't take away my candy unless you have another candy bar.
And even then, don't stop the planning processes.
That's
some timelines that were presented in that original motion to keep us on track. There was a timeline to get things actually working within about 4 months.
Right.
But we aren't there yet.
So, Rip, can you refine the language a little bit here?
It's still a little bumpy. Thus far it says, the Archives Committee asks that the motion to rescind be removed from the October 30th PNB meeting agenda in order to study other funding mechanisms as well as the planning as included in the original motion.
Excellent.
How about that?
I so move.
Well, I second that.
Do I hear other discussion on the language? It seems still a little bumpy to me.
Like something's missing.
Yeah. I think it needs to refer where it says, in order to study other funding mechanisms as well as the planning as included in the original motion, needs to have something that the planning refers to. The planning for archives funding?
So, well, the original motion is about the archives.
Yeah.
And it, as Rick said, it includes a planning component.
You could just refer to the timeline in the original motion, because there's a timeline spelled out.
Okay, in order to study other funding mechanisms as well as the planning as included in the original motion.
As included in the timeline.
Do we want to include the original timeline?
As included in the timeline.
Just refer to it.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm sort of struggling to write and create at the same time.
You're doing great.
In order to study other funding mechanisms as well as the planning as included in the original archives, original motion concerning the archives. Okay, more time here.
Mm-hmm.
The archives.
Actually, see, if you just rescind the motion, then it automatically the other motion comes up because the other motion.
Right.
You know what? I think
making it even simpler, we request that it be rescinded and that they continue on the timeline established by the original motion.
Yeah, that's it.
The Archives Committee asks that the motion to rescind the archives, the Pacifica archives, be removed from the October 30th PNB meeting agenda. And then what did you just say, Jane?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you had it. It was good, too.
It really was. It was perfect.
And that
they will.
I am not the secretary, folks.
No.
And that we return.
Yeah, return to the timeline of the original motion.
Thank you. That's it.
We return to the timeline of the original motion.
Okay, and what that does, it doesn't spend any money. What it does is just continues the planning process and keeps some forward momentum while a discussion about this, whether it needs to be completely rescinded or something, can be further discussed.
Brian?
Yes?
What does this mean in terms of what we can actually do in real life? I mean, in terms of budget?
You mean the actual money flow or the rescinding of the recension?
No, the actual money flow. I mean, it's just sort of like we're talking about now, you know, like we're October and then we're whenever and whenever.
Okay, so we're talking about you want me to tell them what can happen starting in January with the kind of money that is being assessed, correct?
Yeah, because we've got to kind of figure that out, don't we?
Yes. So here's sort of like the details as much as I know and as much as I can express off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
So out of $150,000 per year total for all the stations and national office, the stations that are in the red or, you know, have not met their goals, they would not be assessed until the end of the year when there was a surplus that was either there or not there. And the national office would cover that cost if they could not make the surplus. So the actual dollar amount in cash flow starting in January would only be $25,000 from three stations, I think, and national office. So we would have, you know, a lower dollar amount. So again, you know, with the sort of rating system that we came up with and a rating of prioritizing based on the physical tape and how much damage there likely is to be on that tape stock in that age.
Uh-huh.
Then we can sort of, you know, prioritize them and get them into sort of packages. So, you know, of course, we've got to, you know, break out the expenses of, you know, how many people does it take to actually box up and identify tape that's leaving the building.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I think that we would take at least a month of planning to get to the point of knowing what it would,
what we needed to do and how much it would cost, and in a time frame.
Right. Okay.
So starting in January, I really don't think that we would, you know, we would pay for, you know, some parts of those things, but, you know, ultimately we probably wouldn't get tapes back until April at the first stage.